Tuesday the 12th of August, Yud Aleph Menachem Oz, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone, Limud Torah and its Bracha. This share has been sponsored in the zchus of the following bachrim. They should find the bookim very soon. Yehuda David ben Tzion Zev, Chaim ben Eliyahu, Hillel ben Yaakov, Aaron Shlomo ben Meir HaKohen, Tzvi Yosef ben Chanoch.
We have spoken a few times before at Toyoi. This time it was an element of Chiddush. I didn't manage to give a title back on time. And I realized if you don't give a title back on time, the title becomes in Yonah Deyoma. So it's my fault, so I racked my brains a bit to find out what the Nyon of the Yom is of Yud Aleph Oz. And I didn't come up with very much. I thought maybe Tisha B'Av a bit late, Chamisha Oz a bit early. It's somewhere in between. I thought it's Tisha B'Av. So the Maaser, I decided to speak about Halacha Birkas HaTorah, which Birkas HaTorah is always in Nyon of the Yom. Make Birkas HaTorah every day. Also, being after Tisha B'Av, I'm sure everyone's heard of the Gemara says the chait of the called Chorban Abayis after the Baruch of Atei Tchila. So coming after Tisha B'Av, so coming to rectify this Aveya after the Baruch of Atei Tchila, it's appropriate to speak about the Inyonim of Birkas HaTorah. And thirdly, as we'll see soon, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Mitzvah Kfasha. V'shinantum levanecho. V'shinantum levanecho v'dibayat abon. And we'll see soon how it's Negea. The bracha of Birkas HaTorah, the Vishinantum, the Pasuk Vishinantum Levanecha, teaches us, according to some authorities, various halachas regarding, besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, also regarding the Birkas HaTorah. So we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, where there's an obvious kasha. There's actually two kashas brought down, two main kashas on the bit we're talking about. The Mechaber says in Siman Mem Zayin, Seif Beis, Tzorich Levorich, one needs to make a bracha of Birkas HaTorah, Bein the Mikra, where one's learning Tanakh, Bein the Mishnah, where one's learning Mishnayis, Bein the Gemara, where one's learning Gemara meaning the Shat of the Mishnayis, asking the Mishnayis one, because it's brought down in the Gemara this lesson. So you can't say Gemara means Gemara. Gemara means the translation and the pshatim of the Mishnah. Bein the Medrash. That's simple. Then the Mechaber continues, Tis Gimel, HaKoysa B'Divrei Torah. Somebody's writing Divrei Torah. Af Al Pi She'ena Koyra. Even if he doesn't actually read the words, he's just writing the Divrei Torah. Tzorich Levorich, it's necessary for him to make a bracha beforehand, Birkas HaTorah. And I have to point out, we make our Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and straight afterwards we say a few psukim of Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, but we're talking about here, if you don't say you're not playing, you're not davening yet, so you wake up early, you're not thinking of Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and you want to know, are you mechuyav to make a bracha? Says the Mechaber, HaKoseh B'Divrei Torah, strictly speaking, if somebody decides early morning or gets up in the middle of the night to write Divrei Torah, he has to make a bracha Birkas HaTorah before he writes. Look, Mechaber Sivtalad says, if somebody just thinks about Divrei Torah, he's not actually writing or speaking out the Divrei Torah, there's no necessity for him to make a bracha on Hirur alone. So those are the two sifim I want to discuss today. Number one, or three sifim, if you read the Divrei Torah with your mouth orally, one has to make a bracha. One writes Divrei Torah, one has to make a bracha. Hamachare b'Divrei Torah, one only thinks about the Divrei Torah, one delves into it in one's mind without speaking, without writing, is Einoi Tzorich Levorich. Good. And the Ramah adds on to that. The Ramah says, just like we say, thinking in Divrei Torah doesn't necessitate a bracha, but who are din, the yochel lifstik din below in a scene of town, and somebody has to pass in a din. A Rav has to pass in a din. Let's say somebody wakes him up in the middle of the night to pick up the telephone, and he has to pass in a din on the spot. He doesn't have to give a reason. He just says, Osro, Mutter, or whatever he says, without giving a tam. It's Mutter to Paskin Adin. Hu Adin Adin Torah, according to some of Farshim. Yochalistic Din Torah, if you come to a Rav, you ask him, Mashallah, the Ayom Mani, and Achaya Potter, and he says, Chaya Potter. If he doesn't give any reasons, he doesn't necessitate him to make Birkas HaTorah beforehand. So that's why Lochal brought down, because it's like Hiru, even though he's thinking in his mind the reasons, the word Osro, Mutter is not Divrei Torah. The word Osro, Mutter is just trying to give him a Hiru, what to do. Forbidden, not forbidden. Give him, don't give him. Chaya, potter. And the actual Torah which he's thinking, the Rav's thinking about, is only in his mind, And Torah in one's mind doesn't necessitate the bracha big for Torah before. Look, those are the three halachas. Now, glad we're not straight away, there's a big kasha on this. And the kasha is an obvious kasha. We'll see, go through the makoros first. The din of kaisa b'divrei Torah, that the Tosafot brings down from Abu Dram, the David of Abu Dram, he brings down halacha, kaisa b'divrei Torah, tzarech lavarech. And Abu Dram has no makoros, or doesn't bring the makoros. He doesn't make any makoros to the fact that writing divrei Torah needs to make a bracha. Hamahara b'divrei Torah, that one doesn't make a bracha, is the Ogul, also Rishon. The Ogul, the Tosafot brings him down, the name of the Ogul, thinking in divrei Torah doesn't necessitate a bracha. Good. And there really one can think of a time. So the Achroin, the Maske Kasha, and the Tal, and the Morgan Avrom, and the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ikachim, the Asis Kasha, if they don't understand the difference between Hamahare B'Divrei Torah and HaKoisev B'Divrei Torah. What's the difference between Hamahare and Koisev? Speaking Divrei Torah, obviously, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're talking Divrei Torah. Koisev, when I write Divrei Torah, one's not talking Divrei Torah, I don't express myself verbally or orally, one is writing the Divrei Torah out. So they say that all this constitutes is thinking. There's nothing more than thinking involved. You're writing a Divrei Torah, and you're thinking about the Divrei Torah, the Shas, and you're writing. Agav, we have to say, he's not talking about somebody's writing Divrei Torah, they all say just a proofread or something, or somebody copying Divrei Torah. We're talking about somebody who's actually learning while he's writing. He's writing while he's learning. So our concept of Divrei Torah should be the same as Hiru. That's Kasha number one of the Taz, and the Morgan Avram. There's no verbal, there's nothing speaking, no speaking. So where does the Abu Dram get the Makoyris? That kosev of b'divrei Torah should be different than hira b'divrei Torah. That's the first kasha of Tavra. Tavra's another kasha. It's not talking divrei Torah. It's talking to the mitzvah is to speak divrei Torah. Pashtun. The mitzvah, you understand, the mitzvah of kaira b'divrei Torah. Kaira to read the divrei Torah. Writing, you're not thinking. Communicate. I get all these tools. I see. You've got your guy on the right track. I see there. Let's go through the difference in the difference. Look at
the last two writes because it's like that's way of speaking.
Somebody's deaf.
It's
way of communicating. What do you think? It's way of passing on everything. But they all ask the kasha and the makoy. Where does the ogre get this from? Another kasha he asks is, and the reason why hero but didn't tell you, the reason of the ogre why hero but didn't tell you. If Ogo says there's no bracha, because he says hiror lav kediba dama. It's a machleika. So the hiror is kediba, or hiror is lav kediba. Thought is like speech or not. The mind of shmeneh, of shmeneh, or can I say krish mind one thought without speaking out? Can we damash shmeneh etche? So the Ogo brings down the paskin hiror lav kediba dama. It's the pashtus alava. Say legab a krish ma. Say legab hilch tefila. One can't damash shmeneh etche in one's mind. One's got to actually move his lips and bring out with his mouth the word of shmeneh etche. And the same applies to krish ma. Hero is laugh kedibadoma. So it says, oh, who had him but I'm tell you, hero laugh kedibadoma, and one has to speak up, the mitzvah is to speak up with divrei Torah. Therefore, hero, one's got no chiyuv of birka tatayah. So the Shabbat is in between kaisa. Another kasha that Taz asks is, a different thing, he says, al korchoch, you'll tell me hero is laugh kedibadoma, ksiva is also laugh kedibadoma. And he brings a proof. And interesting enough, we'll see soon somebody bring a proof, okay. But the Taz brings a proof. Halach and Hilchus Eidus, which I'm sure everyone's learned, mi piem veloi mi pi sovam. The Halach and Hilchus Eidus is, one's accepting witnesses in Bezdin, is the Halach is, it says in the Torah, mi piem, one has to hear the words of the testimony, one has to hear the words of the Eidus, veloi mi pi sovam, cannot accept in Bezdin a written testimony of the Eidim. A printer, even though they write it, they sign it, it's not enough. One has to actually hear the words of the Eidim, Yagid, it says the Eidim has to speak, and therefore writing is not enough. So the Talmud, you see, klar, as the ksiva is lav kedibadoma, the same way as the ogre says hiro lav kedibadoma, and therefore there's no bit satayra. This should apply itself to ksiva, to writing as well, because we see from the PM but only ksavam as ksiva is lav kedibadoma. That's the kasha. Those are two kashas. Number one, ksiva lav kedibadoma, and number two, same kasha basically, but hiro should be the same as ksiva. That's the Taz's two kashas. And they say the Torah Chiyin. The Morgan Avraham also says Torah Chiyin. Now there's another kasha on this whole seat, the other way around. The Vilna Gaon in Bi'ah Agro, a famous Bi'ah Agro, and the Bi'ah Agro actually is a Maisa Rav of the of Vilna Gaon brought down as a proof of this. But the Vilna Gaon asks a kasha paket. First he brings down the kasha, he brings the two seat in, and he says the two seifim are toista one another, they contradict each other. Hakoista and Hira should be the same. And then he says Samadai, he doesn't understand why there's no bracha on Hira but Divrei Torah. He brings the pasuk, V'hagisa bo yoimun v'layla. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, V'hagisa bo yoimun v'layla. What does V'hagisa bo mean? So the Nagon brings another pasuk, Yu l'rotzon imrei fi v'hegyoi libi. Should be for your will, the imrei fi, the speech of my mouth. The hegyon libi, so hegyon is obviously something libi in my heart, the thoughts of my heart. The hegyon, he brings over, the Nagon says, hegoyon, and the higisabai is the lashon of hiru. So the Nagon says, of course, hiru be divrei Torah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, if one thinks about divrei Torah, one's makam a mitzvah, but in matoya. So the Nagon, if I shtek neshe b'de legam tzitzis, sai hiru, and sai ksiva, he says ksiva is like hiru, not kasha number one, you machabu say there's a mitzvah in ksiva and hiru, or dovid avodran, ksiva is hiru. And he says, I don't understand, Hira itself should be Machayav Abrocha. Because Hira, the Divrei Torah, is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Hagisa Bo, Yoimon, Balaylo. And they picked the Vilna Gaon, Akasha, Shtak Akasha. And there's a Maisa, Maisa Rav, interesting story, Maisa Rav, that the Vilna Gaon himself once thought of the big sort of Torah, the Vilna Gaon was Molly Torah, and before he managed to say big for Torah, he had his mind was racing with the Divrei Torah, and the Maisa Rav goes that he forgot, the Yidamat Hashem, I think he should forget the Torah he learnt before Big Torah, because of the great Avera Shlevoch of Torah Tchila, and it's brought down there. But Hulish Shitofe, it says at the end of the story, but Hulish Shitofe, that's the shift of the Vilna Gaon, that Hiru B'Divrei Torah is also before Big Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings him down on the Vilna Gaon. So the whole team is a pattern to speak out, and we'll see soon that some kashas answer each other. That's the kasha of the Vilna Gaon. Now the Alotha points out an important point we have to note. When the Vilna Gaon says that Hiru B'Divrei Torah is a mitzvah, the Vilna Gaon is not coming to say Hiru Kediba Dama. We said before, is thinking like Dibba or not. The Vilna Gaon doesn't mean to say that Hiru Kediba Dama. He means the Hiru's Laf Kediba Dama. Abadah, when it comes down with Shmein Ezra, one cannot daven with a Hiru. And Abadah, when the Gaon's Moedah, when one says Kriyashma, one cannot say Kriyashma in one's mind alone. But all the Vilna Gaon is saying is that even though a Hiru is Laf Kediba Dama, it still constitutes a mitzvah. It's possible that Hiru are not the same level of Dibba. Hiru is not the same as Dibba. Dibba, of course, is a Shmin Esther, did you say Krishna? Nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah of Hiro. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Hiro. Shmin Esther, not Krishna, not, but Talmud Torah is a mitzvah of four pillars. That's the Vilna Gaon shitter. So we go to the various mouths, I've already touched upon a few, and we go to the various shitters, what the Achronim say. I've been perhaps glad that the Kivega brings down various Achronim, I went to the Achronim, and we'll speak them out. First of all, there's a Levush. The Levush is not, but the Levush is brought down the Mishnah Berurah, they spray the kit of it, but we'll go through the Levush properly. The Levush brings down straight away, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, what's the reason why Ksiv is better? Yesh oimre mishum da'ovid maisa. Some people say because you've done a maisa, that's what we heard before. Ksiva is better than Hiro, because Ksiva is a maisa, whereas by Hiro, there's no maisa. Good. One has to understand what's going on here, so what if there's a maisa? If you don't do a maisa, there's no mitzvah. The Nagon's got a good point. The Nagon says, the Higisa by Yom of Alayla. You know, the MFP, the Hegi, and Libby, the Fanat. And the Higisa by the Machshava. He has got a Maisa. So what? So what? You've been Makam Mitzvah, Tama Zayda. You're not thinking and learning, you're thinking about the Shtaka Kasha, you're thinking of the Shi, you don't tell the Gemara, you don't even Makam Mitzvah. Make a Brachel, make a Sataya. Who cares whether there's a Maisa or not?
And you learn Gemara without speaking it out on your new head.
That's Machshava, that's not much Machshava. It's the Mitzvah. I mean, Mishmura speaks of it. Mishmura says, according to the Machshava, if one opens up a safe in the morning, and one wants to just look into the Gemara, the E and the Rav, and not alone, and one make a bracha. One has to make a bracha. The Lachay is a mitzvah. The Rosham I found in the bush, brings a whole list of irons. I went through the irons, and one of the irons, he said, just so you bring the Rosham all night, and one of the irons he brings down is, in Hilchot, the Dikas Chomet. I thought it was a bit funny, saying Hilchot Dikas Chomet, and so I looked at Hilchot Dikas Chomet, and Hilchot Dikas Chomet that the bush brings down, why one doesn't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Bikul Chomet. On Bia Chomet, one makes a bracha. Bedikas Chomet. Bia Chomet. Bedikas Chomet is part of Bia. One goes along and actually takes the Chomet and gets rid of it, one makes a bracha. If one doesn't have any Chomet, emotional, here, one goes away before, 30 days before Pesach, and he has all his Chomet in Africa, so it's wherever he lives, and he leaves it there. So Halacha is, Ein Zokit Gavare, Hamach Masarish Bayom Shleshim Yom Kedem Nachag, one goes away 30 days before Pesach, he's got no chiz to go to with Chomet. So what does he do? He can't have Chomet on Pesach. He's Yotzer with Bittel alone. There's two mitzvahs, Bedika and Bittel. What does Bittel mean? Bittel means, of course, Taita Shetter, let's take an easy Shetter. So he's Maske. Normally Chazal don't let you be Maske Yechomet, then you sit at home and just be Maske Yechomet, you can actually get rid of it. And let me do that. And you have to get rid of it. And to your Torah, you need something, you've got to get rid of it. Mitzvah of Bittul. Now, the Samaritan showed him learn, the main mitzvah in the Torah is Bittul. Hashpotah is Bittul. Rashi learns Hashpotah is Bittul. We don't make a bracha on Bittul. It says, Levosh, if one leaves 30 days before Pesach, I'll say, Borah HaTashem, and the Kedem, and the Chayim, and the Shekin, and the Shom, and the Sayyid, and I'll be a Chomet. And then he does Kol Chamir and Chamir. You only make a bracha on the Dika and Bio. Says the Levush, what's the reason why? Because shall we tiknu bracha al a mitzvah of machshav or something? They weren't mefaken. Chazal were never mefaken a bracha on a mitzvah which can be done with one's thought. So here we have a key understanding, and the mitzvah. I mean, the Levush there also says va'ayin le'ayin simen and va'ayin and hilchas bik sapeira. So now we can understand the Levush a bit better. The Levush is not coming to say that there's no mitzvah of hiru b'divrei Torah. Avadu Levush is loydus the Vilmadon. Of course, when one thinks and learning on the Makayim a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, the Vilmadon says the Hisa b'yom v'alayin, it could be the biggest mitzvah in Talmud Torah, thinking and learning is the starkest mitzvah in Talmud Torah. All the Nafkamina is that one doesn't make a brocha. Chazal will never mesaken a brocha on a mitzvah dan with a machshava. Chazal will only mesaken a brocha on a mitzvah dan with a ma'aser. So you're right, that's the reason why. But it's not because it lacks a mitzvah. The reason why there's no brocha on Bikta Torah is because it's done the machshava, and like Matzilu, he says we don't find Chazal or Masakan a brocha on a mitzvah done with a machshava. Chazal were only Masakan brochas on mitzvahs done with ma'aser. So this is a new svara. It's a svara in Hilchos brochas, not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. On what mitzvah does make a brocha? A brocha with a ma'aser one does. A mitzvah with a ma'aser one does make a brocha, and a mitzvah with a machshava, even if it's a mitzvah they write someone, it's a kind of proper mitzvah, one doesn't make a brocha. For example, be a chometz, and for example, big satoya on a mahara b'divrei Torah. Now without a chayta b'divrei Torah, even though technically speaking one's doing a machshava, but the ma'aser you're doing it with a ma'aser. You're writing down, you're doing it with action. And therefore, such an oif on a Talmud Torah, chazal will masak in a broch. Nothing needs to deal with the Torah, but it has to be done with a ma'aser. In order to facilitate the broch, the last thing is to be done with a ma'aser. Okay, one of the guys is, it says divrei Torah, last thing with divrei Torah, divrei is words. Lastik is the dead, isn't it? It's the ends. Okay, there's a paragraph of Tav why the broch is lastik, the divitator. Nusach Fad is the Fad and say, al divitator. So forget the bringer eye from Nusach Abrocha. Lastik with divitator, al divitator, whatever Nusach it is, it's only for divitator. And it's not for heroes. Okay, it's one of the eyes that they bring against the Vilna Gaon. Otherwise, the broch should be al tayo. Why do I have to divitator? Divitator is words. Lastik just is an added element. The Tav thinks about it, the Indian of the Ikramit of Talmud Torah is an ASIC to get involved in it, not some lie back and then tell you, it has to do with the ASIC of Torah. That's the Tav on it.
The situation with
us, we're
only listening, it's also an action.
Oh, if you ask somebody else, I'll show you, that could go into Shemaic Oina, that's another time. No, it could go into Shemaic Oina. I don't have to look this one, I can't find it, but there's a Shulchan Aruch Chayav apparently, it's one's a full one. And if one speaks, one sits in a Shir, one's Makan Shemaic Oina. Because one's there.
This is a positive action.
It could be more of a positive action. It could be like a mighty, the Vitaya, like a cheer is mighty, the Shayman is there. That's a bit better. I tried to look it up this morning, I couldn't find it. Yeah, so that's the Levush Teret. There's another Teret, interesting Teret, which I saw wrote down, and we'll go to another two Terutim. The Nishmas Adam and the Chai Adam bring the Teret. He says the mitzvah of Big Sateya is known from the Apostle in Kashas, Havilu. Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. The Machlekes, the Ramban brings down Big Satoya's Midayasa, one of the few brochas, Big Satoya Modern's Dayasa, and Big Satoya is a brocha Min HaToya. Where's the Tawai that learns from? Brings the Ramban the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out the Shem Hashem, then Hovu Godel, I'll bring greatness to HaKadosh Baruch, in other words, I'll make a brocha to the Ledoy Nishtayim. Where's the Merumas in Kishem Hashem Ekra Big Satoya? In the Amethyst, the Ramban Mishitofi. The Ramban says, in the beginning of the Chumash in his Akdama, the Ramban says the whole Torah was already created, Elisha Techazal, Tof Tof Nun Vav Davis, 856 generations before Bria Sa'ilam. Says the Ramban, what was the Torah? 956. Says the Ramban, what was the Torah before Bria Sa'ilam and other Mishan? No, it hasn't happened yet. Says the Ramban, the whole Torah was written together. Eish Chayra Gabba Eish Levana, black fire and white fire, Ruchni's Torah. But the words of the Torah were from the beginning, the Bereshit, till the end, with no gaps in the middle for the words in the Parsha. The whole Torah went straight through, all the way through, with no gaps. Later on, when the Torah happened, the Rebbeinu Shem split it up. So the base Reish Alav Shin Yud Tov became Bereshit, Bora. What's the Torah? The Torah was all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzirufei Shemus, various Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Torah, and after it split up to the form we have it nowadays, so we can understand the Torah. But the Emes of the Torah is made of all of Shemus of Hashem. the Ramban goes to Shitofi, Kishem Hashem Ekro, the Torah which is Shem Hashem, when I'm reading the Shem Hashem, if Havu Goydel, Melei Keinu, then I bring, I have to make a bracha. Forget that after Ramban says that's the Makoyo Bixa Torah. Says the Chaya Odom, in Nishma Sodom, he says, therefore, we see the Makoyo Bixa Torah is Kishem Hashem Ekro, Roshan Kriya. So also similar to the Levush, on a Machshava, I'm going to go along and make a Bixa Torah. He doesn't go into Maisa, the Ksiva, he wants to learn Ksiva Kadiva. Because it wouldn't work on his shot. His vault is not nice, but you know, his vault is the main thing has to be clear. And you know, because the Makoyah Bik Sataya is answered the Pazuk, even if it is a mitzvah with Machshava, but nevertheless, again, the Baruch of Bik Sataya is only made Kishem Hashem Ekra when our Makoyah Bataya then I have a mitzvah of making a Baruch of Bik Sataya. Ksiva, he wants to learn his Kadibah. We've got time example soon where you see Ksiva's Kadibah. That's the Nishmas Adam's shot. A third pshat of Achilen, and a third pshat is brought down in a sefer Shev Yaakov. This is brought down earlier before Eger brings down. The Shev Yaakov brings a pshat, and he says, this is a similar to I think what you were saying before. I think it's either Shev Yaakov or the Shvut Yaakov. It brings from two people. It's Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov says, the Makoyah Talmud Torah, the enter from the Pasuk Nisik Pasha. The Shinantum Levanecha, the Dibar Tabom. The Shinantum Levanecha is to teach Torah. To teach the Torah to his children. That's the whole source of Divrei Torah. So he says the only mitzvah of Talmud Torah where Malik's a bracha on it, he says, is the oifen of the Shinantum. The Shinantum, he says, can be done when one teaches, talks. The Shinantum can also be done when one writes, because writing is also a form of communication. So in other words, he says the mitzvah of Bekas HaTorah is only possible the Shinantum of the Nechah and the oifen of the Shinantum. And the mitzvah of the Torah, the word of the Torah which says in the Torah. Now, so even it could be, he doesn't go into whether Machshava is a mitzvah or not, but he says the difference between Kaisiv and Mahara, he doesn't stress this point, that it's on the Gaon's Kasha, I don't know if the answer is on the Gaon's Kasha. But he says the mitzvah, the difference between the Ksiva and Hira is, Ksiva is a form of communication, one can pass on the Torah from one generation to the next with Ksiva, with writing the Torah. Speaking the Torah is also a form of communication, one can pass on the Torah to one's children with talking. Whereas Hira, you can't pass on a Torah. He doesn't go as far to say whether Hira is a mitzvah or not. He doesn't go into that talk. Amar Kaponim, he says the mitzvah, the chiddush between Hira and Ksiva is a communion. The mitzvah of a Shinantum is a form of communication. And Hira, you can't be yotz the mitzvah of a Shinantum passing on the Torah to one's children. And he doesn't ask it on the ground. So let's just go back now. Let's go further in three throughs, and then we'll go back to another point which I want to speak about, with the Ksiva's Kadibah. We said three Nitzurut into this Kasha. Two of them answered the Nagon's Kasha as well, and the third one, I'm not sure. The two Nitzurut were number one, that Levush says, the chil between Ksiva and Hira is, Ksiva is with an action, Hira is without an action. And he says not to say that Hira is not a mitzvah, just they never make the Sakam Brochas on a mitzvah done with Hira, just like Dir Chomet. That's what Levush says. Therefore, Ksiva necessitates a Brocha, Hira no Brocha, and Dibor, about the Yetzel Brocha. Then we came with the teretz of the Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam says the Makoyr, the mitzvah big to say is from Kishem Hashem Ekra Hova Goyden Lekenu. Therefore it has to be with a Kriya, Dafka, not with a Machshava, even though Machshava is a mitzvah. And the Rebushad and the Nishmas Adam, the Chayodam Adam, and he says that Ksiva has a bin like Hira, because Ksiva is like Dibur. We're going to have to sort out soon, when I get to the Taz says you see Makurish from Eidos, that Ksiva is Lav Kedibur. Then comes Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov says as follows with this week's Pasha, the Shinantum of Anecha, so at the beginning we'll get back to it. The Shinantum of Anecha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is brought down in the Torah, which remembers the big Kasha, the after Kasha, the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the mitzvah of learning yourself. The Rambam brings down the whole time the mitzvah of Talmud Torah teaching the Shinantum of Anecha. But the open of Talmud Torah is brought down the Shinantum, so that teaches us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the Torah was also only made on the Shinantum of Anecha, on the open one, to communicate the Torah to future generations. I.e. by talking the Torah out, by speaking the Torah, or by writing the Torah. Hira, however, if you got yourself, you come in the Kamish in Antman of Anecha by Hira with Divrei Torah. Good. That was the thing. But we're not sure now that we're gone as a Shtaka Kasha, we're Gisa by Yom of Anayla. To get back to the point, which is the Chai Odom brings out that Ksiva is Kedibo, Ksiva is Lav Kedibo. In other words, if you say the other Torah of the Chai Odom, one has to say the reason why Ksiva is Divrei Torah is Chai, is because Ksiva is Kedibah, because he says Kishem Hashem Ekra, it's got to be Kriya, I've got to make Ksiva Kedibah. So one of the rabbis was, the Taz says Ksiva is out Kedibah, is from Mipiem, Veloi Mipi, Kusavam. Because it says Mitzayim, Mipiem, Mipiem, Mipiem. Okay, Shav Yaakov and the Nishmas Adam say punk pake. They say Mitzian, but only pick Savam is a Yair a Kesiva is Kediba. Because if Kesiva wouldn't be Kediba, why does the Torah need to come along and say by Eidus Mitzian, but only pick Savam? Now depends how you look at it. But how do you look at it as a final product? Mitzian, but only pick Savam, as they state in Hilchot Eidus, and therefore you got a Yair that's after speaking to the Torah is Chayiv, and Mitzik Savam you attack her not Chayiv Kesiva after Kediba. The Nishmas Adam says punk paket. The Shev Yaakov says punk paket. He says Mipiyam below Mipik Solomon. He says he's telling you other yada. The fact that Torah has to come along and tell you by Eidus Mipiyam below Mipik Solomon is mashma. Everywhere else, Hiro Ksiva would be Kedibah Dama punk paket. And therefore, it's a bit open that thing. Whether Ksiva is Kedibah or not. And when finds the Chavat Yoyer in Shuv is also brought down this Bekiva again. I looked at the Chavat Yoyer. Chavat Yoyer himself has two places. He fights himself whether Ksiva is Kedibah or not. Chavaziel is discussing whether, for example, it's very negar, he discusses whether, for example, a neid of the ksav. If somebody makes a shvur, the ksav. Has he got an oiv isa to be over his shvur? And Pakistan is in the Chavaziel. One place he says, that's definitely, Chavaziel is in Simon Tezain, and he says, Paket. He says that ksiv, if he makes a shvur, the ksav, it could be a hand halacha of a proper ksiva. Ksiva is kediba dama. Could be I'm p'yem, but I'm p'kesavim. That's only halacha in Hilchos Eidus. Other states in Chavat Yoyer could be
an Eidus.
What?
An Eidus. Same
thing. Shvur and Eidus. Same thing. It's a shvur and Eidus. Ksav. That's the same with Chavat Yoyer. Chavat Yoyer has another shayla. Chavat Yoyer has a shayla where one writes a shem b'ksav. If one writes yud kei vav kei b'ksav, has he been over the issa of hoyges Hashem? Has he been over the issa of saying the Rabbeinu Shem's name in vain for nothing? If he wrote it b'ksav, so he brings it out, pashtas not, because writing the Shem b'ksav, maybe it comes to a bizoy, not the Shem, other things I'm fine. But some ksiva should be kediba, to write the Shem to be considered like kediba, that's already another shahla. So it depends if ksiva is kediba or not. So that's the shahla. The shahla is this inyan of ksiva being kediba or not, is the emes. You can look at it a few ways from the Ram and Piyam and b'ksavim, and the Chavazel is marech on many other eyes of it. There's one more point I want to get back to, which is also a point to stick in Diktuk. Also has to work it out. That the Pasuk, the Hagisa B'Yom V'Laila, the Vilmagon stresses the Hagisa B'Yom V'Laila is Yir Nerotan Imre Fi V'Hegei Nibi Defanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Gali. He says the word Hagisa means Machshava. So the Emes, in the Nishma Sodom Migdam, also he says Kishem Hashem Ekra V'Goyda L'Lekeinu, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Bracha of Talmud Torah is only with saying the Dibri Torah. And Nishma Sodom Migdam, interestingly, he's not convinced. And the word Hegisa means the Machshava. He brings other psukim, where you find Yeg, he brings a few other psukim there, Nishma Sodom and Hilchos Dix, I'll tell you, you can look at that. There's a few other psukim, the Hegisa, and he finishes off at Ayin Kol Kadensi, in a concordance, he finishes off. A list of psukim, where the word Hoige, he brings up Mafurish, Hoige Bepiv, he brings out the Pasuk, I can't remember the shenis of the psukim, and then write them down. He brings a certain psukim where Hoige, you see Mafurish, Hoige means bringing it out, Bepiv, bringing it out with his mouth. So he says, could be the Hegisa alone. The mitzvah says, that's my whole mazet in it, the Vilnagon, that the Machshava of Talmud Torah learned from the Hegisa, could be Zoni Befib. And also he finished off saying that the Pasuk itself, the Hegisha, the Pasuk says, Le Yomish HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha, the Hegisa Bo Yoimon Bo Laila. That's the Pasuk. Le Yomish HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha, the Hegisa Bo Yoimon Bo Laila. This is said to Yeshua, when Yeshua was in the wall fighting, and he had to learn Torah, the man of Solomon should learn Torah. Le Yomish HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha, the Hegisa Bo Yoimon Bo Laila. So the Nishmas Adam, the Pasuk, no one can learn. At the end, even if you're going to say there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Machshava, but the Ikka mitzvah of Talmud Torah says the Binas Adam is the fifth. And the Yomish HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha means generally one should always say the Picha. And the Higisa B'Yom V'Laila referred to Yeshua B'Shaat Mochama, B'Shaat is in the wall, is then the Higisa B'Yom V'Laila, then there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Machshava. So Baruch Hashem, we're talking about Yonah B'Yoma, Talmud Torah, B'Chon Yivinecha Shachadoshim. And we're talking about the Higisa B'Yom V'Laila, and the Yomish HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha. And especially in the holiday times, the Vishinantim Levanecha also comes in, as everyone says, that during the holidays, there's more time to learn on children Torah. And in the midst of the health we should be doing that, Taka B'Chon Yivinecha Shachadoshim, to make time, to be telling me all the mitzvahs, the Higisa, and the Pir, and the Machshava.